Yeah, before we go further, I want to maybe just a short hesafa to yesterday's shiur. Yesterday I wanted to say in the Rambam, but the Rambam has a different shot in the Gemara, in the shot in the Gemara.
Oh my God.
But the Rambam learns that the Gemara is rejecting a bimi and Abai's distinction that it's a different shiur bittel from Indominia and Indomishayna in the day. Whereas that's good for the Gemara's kasha. Can't be the. Once it's not Muhammad's, the shiur bittel should be the same both by Minya and Indomishayna in the day. And the Gemara is teretzes shani sosha chimutzei kosher that the reason why in the ratio is a different shear bittel kuf aleph rather than kuf is not because there's a difference between b'minah and b'shein b'minah. The shear bittel, the shear timua is the same for minah and ene minah. The ratio has a different shear because it's sa'or, and sa'or has a different shear because it's chimutzei kosher. Sa'or has a different shear of oitzim bittelay, even when it's not mechametz, because sa'or is so powerful that it's chimutzei kosher. So even when it's not kedei lechametz. But the shear of Eitzim Yutai is also a different is also a different shear, and that's what the Gemara brings from Tzir. So just want to embrace this something. L'chaira, how can I say such a pshat? The Mishnah is mefurish. The Mishnah is mefurish. L'ma omru hamechametz metabel v'medameya is l'ma omru is lahachmir is min b'minoi l'hokul lahachmir is min b'she'en b'minoi. The Chayitz Mefurish in Mishnah that the reason why we're more machmir in the Reisha than in the Seifa is because the Reisha is min v'minay and the Seifa is min v'she'enei minay. So how could I suggest a pshat? But that's not the difference. The difference is the difference between Sa'ar and Pulun. Sa'ar is chimutzei kosher, so it has a shear of mea ve'echad. Pulun is not chimutzei kosher, so it has a shear of mea. But the Mishnah says that the lahachmir is based on the fact that it's min v'minay and the lahokul lahachmir is based on the fact that it's min v'she'enei minay. So Chayitz Mefurish and the whole Mahalach I said yesterday. I think it's not a kash at all. The Rambam does toss it because we saw the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos. The Rambam learns that the ikar difference in the ratio, the ikar chumra in the ratio that you don't have in the sefer, is the din of mechametz u'metabel itself. That the din of mechametz u'metabel kulosin nikeres. That's only noig by minim binyan, not minim b'shein minim. We saw in the yad, but the Rambam is Perish that way. So that's the ikar chumra in the ratio, and that's takatoli minim binyan minim b'shein minim. The din of mechametz u'metabel. That hashvaot that pulos and ikeres is a chashivos and it prevents the bittel. That was like I said by min b'mini and not by min b'she'enei minay. Rambam says, but then there's another side chiddush in the Mishnah that in the ratio the shear is that there's a different shear bittel that in the ratio there's a shear bittel you need a shear bittel of meyav echad and the sefer you don't need it. So that side chiddush is talking not based on min b'mini versus min b'she'enei minay, but rather sa'ar versus pulin. But that's not the ikur. That's not the main story in the Mishnah. The main story in the Mishnah is the dinim lechametz and metabel themselves. That those dinim, other Rishonim don't learn the way we saw. The Rash doesn't learn the way Rashi. They learn lechametz metabel. Those are just kinds of nice and tam. Nice and tam you have ben b'mini. The idea of nice and tam you have by any mini also. But the Rambam is a special dinim lechametz and metabel. It's pulos and yikeres. It has nothing to do with nice and tam. And it's taka only reserved for min b'mini. And it's not noig by min b'she'eni mini. We saw already the barchova. That's the Rambam shita. So maybe the lashon of Mishnah is very good. Ketzer amu lahachmir. The etzim din of mechametz u'metabel is taka only by min b'minay. The din of and by min b'shein, you don't have that. But then when the Mishnah says a ketzad and it gives the examples, so then it starts talking about the shear. So the taka of the shear is different than the ratio in the sefer. But that's not because it's min b'minay versus min b'shein. I mean, that's taka because the ratio is talking about sa'ar and the sefer is talking about pulin. And so it's chumutz kosher has a different shear bittul v'etzim bitulay. Like I said yesterday. So that's a good insult from the Rambam. Yeah.
Can we just explain one more time how this Mahalas explains the Abai?
Abai and Adimi both thought that min mishayne minoy has a different shear b'itzim, has a different shear bittul b'itzim yutay. That was their nacha. They thought that the shear of bittul b'itzim yutay is different by min b'minoy and min mishayne minoy. So, for example, when the Torah says that by bitruma you need mea, Rabbi says that's only the bittul b'itzim yutay of min b'minoy, but by min mishayne minoy you don't need that. You don't need such a shear. And or Rav Dimi said that when we're matzich mei ve'echod, that chum of mei ve'echod, that's only by min b'mina, not by min b'she'en emina. That's what Abayin and Rav Dimi both thought. And that's exactly what the Gemara rejects. The Gemara says, not mistabel, the sheer bittel should change between min b'mina and min b'she'en emina. Granted, there's a difference when it is mechametz, that chimutz is only made by min b'mina, not min b'she'en emina. But when it's not mechametz, then min b'mina is just working with the sheer bittel. The sheer bittel should be the same. I mean, you know, I mean, b'she'en emina. That's the goof of the sugi revolves around that nekuda. Okay, let's see right in the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, "Ketz and Misharin, what's the shear of what's the shear bittel by Gip Yerech? It's kibosa v'lefes. Amar Avuna, kibosa v'roshi l'fosos. Bosa v'lefes means bosa v'roshi l'fosos. So here we have a few sheets of Mishnah. What exactly is the Gemara saying? Rashi says two pshatim. First pshat in Rashi, roshi l'fosos means Yerech shalefes. The left is like a turnip, but it has a root, like a carrot. And then it has the leafy stuff on top. The carrot's below the ground. Then you have the leafy stuff that's on top of the ground. So Rosh Lefosus means the leafy stuff that's on top of the ground. Not the turnip itself, but the leaves, but the turnip leaves. That's Rosh Lefosus. That's what Rafun is coming to say. The boss of Rosh Lefosus, it doesn't mean the left is itself. Means the leaf of the lefis. Then Rashi says the linira, it's a different shot. Shereish shalefis moslik miznovoy. The lefis has a reish and a zonov, like a carrot. It has a pointy end, that's the reish, and it has the round end, that's the zonov. Or maybe the other way around. I don't know. I'm not quite sure which is the reish and which is the zonov. But upon him, the carrot has two ends. The turnip has two ends. It has a sharp end and a round end. So the Gemara is saying that the reish shalefis is moslik miznovoy. The time of Bosa Nikr is Nove Selefes Bashir Mut, Al Rashi, Barashi Lefosis, and a Nikr Bashir Gomer. Since it has more sweetness, it has more taste, the Rashi Lefosis, the Rashi Lefes. So you need more Bosa to be nice and tam in the Rashi Lefes than you would need, because it has a bigger time, the Lefes has a bigger time of its own. So when the Mishnah says Bosa Lefes, it doesn't mean the Zon of the Lefes, it means the Rashi Lefes, and therefore it's a smaller shear. I mean, you need more bussa. It's a smaller proportion. You need more bussa to lefis. You need, I don't know, call it smaller, bigger, whatever. You need more bussa to lefis in order to make the shear. There's a third shot in the Ben Ogeshen. Interesting. The Ben Ogeshen says, Kibosa rashi lefosais, kaleima leiba ole lefosais, kaleima bediba alim, I feel it was shishim lebotel, but actually lebishrin and baolin, ella be lefis. He assumes Bosa Lefis is Shishin, that's a side issue. But he learns Rashi Lefosis means not the Olin, but the Lefis itself. Just the opposite of the first Pshat Rashi. Rashi learns Rashi Lefosis in the first Pshat means means the leaf, not the turnip. And then the second Pshat Rashi means the one of the turnip itself, but the head of the turnip and not its tail. And the Ben Geshem is the opposite of the first Pshat Rashi. Rashi Lefosis means the turnip itself, like Puki the leaf. Okay. Rashi Tosis, Tosis likes the second Pshat of Rashi, not the first. Because I have some other Gemaras that it's not the leaf. Let's see, right? Zot Gemara. Masnisin, the lake Yahitana, the Sanya of Shmuel Benoish Lebechen and Beko Eimer, Ein Begidim Benoish and Tam. So Shmuel Benoish Lebechen and Beko says that Ein Begidim Benoish and Tam. So the Gemara says, and Mishnah's Mutuyuk, that Yesh Begidim Benoish and Tam. And this is where it says this also in Petesim the base, the beginning of the parah. That's Mutuyuk, that the time of our Mishnah holds Yesh Begidim Benoish and Tam. We've said this many times. So what's exactly the Diyuk? Where's the Diyuk in our Mishnah that Yesh Begidim Benoish and Tam? So Rashi has a strange lesson. The Poshup Shat is from the beginning of the Mishnah, that Kesim Misharim Kibosu Velefes. The Mishnah's Yesh and it's Bashal Begid. So you see that the gid is nice and tam. Yesh begidim, nice and tam. You see that it's nice and tam. Rashi, a little bit strange. We were like this at the beginning of the parak, at the beginning when we learned the Mishnah. Rashi says, Masnisin, Tiktoni gid, afal pishe makiroi, oyser satashlum ne timely deliki aitam. The tik in the Mishnah, the yesh begidim, nice and tam, is from the fact that the Mishnah says, afal pishe makiroi, oyser satashlum. What's that going? What's this afal pishe makiroi? What do you mean afal pishe makiroi? To give, we know what to give is. There's a give, there's a yerech. There's nothing in the Mishnah about afal pishe makiroi. And for that matter, there's nothing about a tafshul. There's a gid and a yerech. The gid is nice and tam in the yerech. What's this afal pishe makiroi? Oyser satashlum. What's he talking about? So what's Rashi talking about? The sefer. The sefer says gidshin is higher than magidim. So then, if you don't know which one is which, you got makir because they're all gidim. It's not a gid in the yerech. A gid in the yerech. If you don't know which is the gid and which is the yerech, then you need a. I don't know, you're retarded. I mean, you see, it's a gid and it's a yerech. But gidshin is higher in a gidim. Then the Mishnah says maybe you don't know which one is which, and then it's takan abotl because it's a berry like the Gemara says in the Amshach. But if you're makiroi, then you could take out the gid, and you only have to worry about the nesinas tam, and then it's benois and tam. So Rashi is clearly referencing the sefer. And the same thing, lest one think that it's an accident, you have the same thing in Rashi and Petesim and Beis. Said at the time, I was surprised nobody, I didn't see anybody say any of these deals come along. I'm sure somebody must be. There also, the Gemara says that our Mishnah holds Yesh begin them in nice and tam. And it quotes the ratio. The Gemara in the beginning of the parak, Petesim and Beis, V'sover tan and didan, Ein begin them in nice and tam. There's a tan of our parak called Ein begin them in nice and tam. But the Mishnah says later, our Mishnah, Yerush and Ishbashel bo Gid Anoshe, and Yesh bo Nesin Tam, Yerush bo Asura. The Lashon Gemara sounds like it's quoting the Rashi. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi over there says, Yesh bo Gid Anoshe, where is it? Yeshu b'nois and tam. So Rashi, they said shiru chachamim b'shishim kol nois and tam stam. Rashi is explaining what's the nois and tam. It's a gid, but where's the nesin? What's the nesin's time exactly? So Rashi is chazal b'mishar that every nois and tam stam is we go after is shishim. So what's Rashi talking about? If we're talking about the ratio, gid shin ishab shin ishgad and shin ishbashel b'yerech. So first of all, it's not b'shishim. It's kibosav alefes. So many of you should know kibosav alefes is shishim, and some achayim want to be daik from this Rashi. The Rashi holds kibosav alefes is shishim, but Rashi in the Mishnah is mashma that kibosav alefes is not shishim. It's Rashi in the ratio. It says keitzim sharon kibosav alefes. Doesn't say a word about shishim. Then you would get to the yerush and his bashal in magidim and his arav magidim. There Rashi says that kol noisim tam is b'shishim. Shiru chacham kol noisim tam is b'shishim. So it's in Duke and Rashi that Shishim is not in the ratio of Bosubal Lefis, that's not Shishim. Shishim is later on. Moreover, it's Rashi holds Bosubal Lefis, the Shiru Bosubal Lefis, Alokhul Moshe Mishina. So it's not a Shiru Chacham Bechav. So what do you tell me, Shiru Chacham, Kom Leishan Tavis Tavis Beshishim? It's not Shiru Chacham, it's Alokhul Moshe Mishina. And moreover, what does Rashi mean, Kom Leishan Tavis Tam? Rashi wants to tell me, what does it mean, Leishan Tam? What is the Stam Leishan Tam? How much is it? It's not a Leishan Tavis Tam. The Mishnah says, Ketzim Mishan, Kibasa Belefa, it's not a stam. Stam means, if it doesn't say anything else, so Nois and Tam means B'Shishim. What do you mean it doesn't say anything else? It says Kibasa Belefa. You want to tell me Kibasa Belefa is Shishim? Fine, if Rashi wants to tell me that, it's okay, but that's not the Lashon of Rashi. It's clear again in this Rashi, especially if you put it together with the Rashi of us, that the Mishnah is not going, the Gemara is not referring to the Rashi. The Rashi is Yerushin Spashal Begid, Yerushin Spashal Begid, there's Alokha Mishim Sinai, that the Shir is B'Shishim. There's Alokha Mishim Sinai, that the Shir is. And from there is apparently no raya that Yesh begidim in Noisin Tam. The raya is only from the Sefer. The Sefer says Gishin is Arif Magidim is Manshi Makiroi, so it's Noisin Tam. And Kol Noisin Tam is Beshishim. And that already is a raya that Yesh begidim in Noisin Tam. So before we think about why Rashi was learning this way, but it's clear from the two Rashis together that Rashi's, I don't know how Rashi could be more of a foolish, that Rashi's learning that the Diyak of the Gemara, that our Mishnah holds Yesh begidim in Noisin Tam, is not a deed from the Resha. From the Resha there's no deed. The deed is only from the Sefer. So why is it not a deed from the Resha? Halachayr in the Reisha, you also see. The Mishnah says that the Gitshin is our Gitshin is Bashal B'Yerech, and Gitshin is B'Noisim Tam B'Reisha Yosur. Fine, the Shear is Halachal Mashin, the Moshe Mashin, that's Kibasa B'Lefes. But it still says that it's B'Noisim Tam. And isn't the Shear B'Asa B'Lefes the Shear of Nesim is Tam? When we learned the Mishnah, we certainly learned that the Shear B'Asa B'Lefes is a Shear of Nesim is Tam. We discussed at the time. If it's a Shear of Nesim is Tam, so why do you need Halachal Mashin Mishinai? Like, well, let's be Mishar. We'll see how much. What does it taste like? Like, what's the big deal of it? What's the? Why do we need Halacha L'Moshe Sinai to tell me what's the Shir of the Sinai's time? So at the time, I said, I think the Pashup Shad is that since the Gid has such a very mild time, it's a very very it's a time that's very hard to discern. Ad Kadekachet, there's a man Domer Emigidim Nesta. What do you mean? Let's just taste it and see. Obviously, it's a very subtle thing. It's hard to tell. And in fact, the Rashba says that even a Kfela can't tell if it's something that... Because the Rashba asks, why in the Mishnah, why not give it to a Kfela? Kitchen aside, the special of the earth. Give it to a Kfela. What's his possible left his business? Give it to a Kfela. So the Rashba says, the Kfela can't tell. The Gid is such a subtle time. It's ad kadei kach, that even the Chachamim weren't sure if it's Yesh B'Nes and Tam, Ein B'Nes and Tam. So when the Kfela tastes the earth, and he doesn't know if he's tasting Tam Gid, he doesn't taste Tam Gid. So if a Kfela can't tell if the Gid is B'Nes and Tam B'Yerech, so how did Chazal know? How did Chazal decide that Shir is Kibasa B'Lefes? The Gid is a very shvach atam, so it's very hard to discern if it's being nice and tam or not. The subtle difference between a Gid that's nice and tam in the Yerech and that's not nice and tam in the Yerech is very, very hard. Even if you have enough Gid, yes, to be nice and tam, it's hard even to tell. So you need the Rebbeinu to tell me what the Shir is seen as tam. That's what I said at the time. But Akapanim, if that's true, then it is a Shir and the seen as tam. It may be a shear of Nesina's time that we couldn't figure out on our own, and we need the heavens to open up and tell us. But it's a shear of Nesina's time. So fine. So then from the Reish, it's still Madrig. The Yesh begin to be nice and time. Why does Rashi have to send me to the safe? So maybe the Pshat and Rashi is. I mean, it's Taka seems to be meant to this way. Then maybe the Pshat and Rashi is that Rashi held that the shear of Gid B'Yerech, the shear of Basa B'Lefes, is not a shear of Nesinas Tam at all. Not a shear of Nesinas Tam. It's nothing to do with Tam. After all, that was the place he asked the Kasha. He says, with Rashi Sheet, does Tam kick it there? So how could it be a local Moshe Mishinei? What's the shear of Nesinas Tam? So the place is a terrace, the halacha mashim sinai is the kodshim. It's the kodshim type kicker is the rice. Right, it's a etzah. But the truth is, it's a big hole over here. Why do we need a halacha mashim sinai to tell me the shir in the sinai is done by of Gid B'Yerech? Type kicker there about him. Also, Gid B'Yerech is min b'minoi. Even the type kicker is the rice, but min b'minoi, the rice is chor echad b'trei. Except according to Rav Shimon Levi and Bar Kapara, there's a shear of Zerah B'Sheil, a Shishim, but the Stam of the Gemara says that the Stam of the Gemara holds, as we talked a lot, that the Mina is Chad B'Tre. You don't need to... Even Tam Kik is the Rabban. And even the Tam Kik is the Raisa, or let's say Tam Kik Lamoshi, which is the Raisa, but Min B'Mina is Chad B'Tre. That's the Gemara in Zvachim. By Tigal Moshe Tom, the Gemara says Min B'Mina and the Raisa is Chad B'Tre. If you don't hold from Rayim. If you hold from Rayim, it's different. But Akapanim, they say... Rashi telling me over here all the time, there's halacha mashim sinai, that there's a shear in the sinai's time, how much the gid is nice and time in the year. A, it's time kick at the rabbanon. B, it's min be, it's min be mina, you should be bottle chad betray if you don't hold from Rayim. So what do they do with halacha mashim sinai? The other Yishayim don't mention halacha mashim sinai. Tav kick could be the rabbanon, but the rabbanon, you have to get rid of the top. And even by min b'mino you have to have a shear of bittul otum in most rishonim hold min b'mino otum in b'shein b'mino. So you have to get rid of the tam. How much is the tam? Kibasa b'lefes shiru chachamim that is kibasa b'lefes. Maybe that's the same shishim. Maybe it's not. But it's all derabanan. So fine, we're okay. But the Rashi learns that alochel moshem esinay alochel moshem esinay means it has to be referencing a dinde, has to be giving me a shear for a dinde raisa. What dinde raisa? Tam kikid derabanan and it's min b'mino. So that already opens the door to think. When we learned the Mishnah, I was skeptical about it, but now I think it is the emes. That opens the door to think that Rashi learns that the Shir of Basa B'Lefes has nothing to do with Nesinas Tam. It's min b'minoi, there's no Nesinas Tam anyway. and Pankik the Rabbanon, so I wouldn't care even if there wasn't a Sinas Tam B'Dereis. There's a halacha of Moshe Mishinai that the sheer bittul of the Gid and the Yerech is the sheer is Kibosu B'Lefes. Now this needs a little bit of Hasbar. But Haskolos Dvarim is that it's very reminiscent of Rashi Shita by Zroya B'Shelah. We already saw in Rashi that there's such a concept that that regardless of whether you have time or not, even Badakhnei v'loyoyev taimo, Rashi learns Rabbi Shubha Levi Mishum Bakapar, that there's a shishim from Zroya B'Shelah, even if you know that it's not nice in time. Badakhnei v'loyoyev taimo, Rabbi Shubha Levi says, nonetheless, there's a din you have to have shishim. What's the shishim? It's not nice in time, but that of time. And anyway, time kikad rabbanon. So what is this? What is the shear of shishim that Rav Shmuel Levi said mishum bakapara, which Rashi learns is a drushin word deraisa. So we were medayik in Rashi. We all know in our sleep we were medayik in Rashi that Rashi holds it's a shear of achirabim lahatas. That besides the din of time kikad has to do with if I taste the time, does that make it into a achila b'fnei atzma? I'll find time kikad rabbanon. And anyway, here there's no time, but dachnu v'loyoyev time. But there's another issue. The plaita's time needs to have bittul. The yerech is nice and time in the aisle. The yerech is nice and time in the zroya rather is nice and time in the aisle. And that plaita's time needs to have a bittul. And without zroya v'sheilu, we bottle chad betray. And according to the Amoraim, we're chaylkan Rabbi Shmuel Levi's bottle chad betray. But Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Mishum Bakabor is mechadish that no, the achay rabim, the sheer bittel beroiv that I need by zroya v'sheilu is not chad betray, but chad b'shishin. So we have a precedent for such a concept in Rashi that you need to have that even when time is not an issue, time is not in play because badakne v'leyo of time and time kikad derabonu and so on. But there's a separate issue that the plato needs to have a bittul, and that bittul, Shmuel is mechavis its b'shishim. The other amirayim hold no, it's chad betray. The Gemara in Zvachim that says min b'min is chad betray. That's the other amirayim. So that being the case, so it's not so hard to conceive that Rashi holds that even if you don't hold like Bakapara, that all isum shibatara needs shishim. No, all isum shibatara chad betray when it's min b'minoi. And it's not or b'dachnu v'loyoyev taimo, but there's halacha l'moshe misinai that git b'yerech is kibosu b'lefes. The bittel of the plato by git b'yerech is kibosu b'lefes. Elo, we have to add something here because there's a chiddush. Because if you were elchur, you could say. Mele by Ezroya and Ayo, there's taka plato. The Zroya is maflitam. So five times because they're abonon and it's min beninoi and so on and so forth. But there is a plato's tam. That plato's tam is floating around in there. So I need to get rid of it. I need to get rid of it. Chad betray or b'shishim koin to b'shum alevi. But again, if it's ain't beginning b'nais and tam, l'chayr, the Ram's lesson is that it's keitz v'alma. So that l'chayr, that sounds like it doesn't have any plato at all. So if it doesn't have any plate at all, so what exactly is it that I need to be mevatel? Right, when I have a gid in the year, the gid itself I'm not going to eat. The gid I'm going to throw out. It's the plato that I have to be mevatel. But if I'm beginning to be nice and bad, then there is no plato. So what is this thing over here that I need to be mevatel chag betray? So for that, we'll have to say that Rashi holds that that I'm beginning to be nice and bad doesn't mean that it has no plato. It has a plato, but the plato has no taste. It has a tasteless plate, but a plate there is, and that plate is there, and it needs to have bittul. So without the halacha of Moshe Mishinai, we bottle chad betray. But the halacha of Moshe Mishinai says no, that bittul has to be kibosu b'lefes. So Melech and the Reish of the Gemara didn't see that the Yesh begidim and Eisentam. There's no deal from the Reish. What's the Reish? The Reish of the halacha of Moshe Mishinai. It can't be talking about Tam kikad derabanan. It must be talking about this other concept of bittul b'rayv. It's like a zroya b'sheilah kind of a lachlam mishem sinai. So from the reish is etmin gone. You don't see anything in the reish. From the sefer is gid begidim is the lachlam mishem sinai. That's just a regular standard. That's just a regular standard min b'minay. And so how come it says, and the shir tak is not possible efes, the shir is shishim. Rashi said in Pekes, but the shir of Zroya of Gidshin and Zarev and Magidim is not possible efes. The halacha of Moshe Nisini was only said by Gid B'Yerech. Gid B'Nagidim is a standard shishim. It's a standard shir Nisini's Tam. Nisini's Tam? What Nisini's Tam? It's Al-Kochach. Al-Kochach that you see over there, that Yeshba Gidim B'Nais and Tam. By the way, we'll have to add that when the Rashi says Gidshin is Bashal B'Yerech, it doesn't mean the gid was nice and tam in the yerach, because maybe any gid is nice and tam. It means it has a shear in the sinas tam of bosu belefes. The shear of bittel gid beyerach is the shear in the sinas tam, not of the gid in the yerach, because maybe he has no tam. And anyway, it's minu b'mino. The shear in the sinas tam is the shear in the sinas tam of bosu belefes. That's the when it says in yeshba nice and tam, it doesn't mean that it's actually nice and tam. It means it has a shear in the sinas tam, and what in the sinas tam? Possible efes to katan.
In the Rashi, we said if it's halacha moshe misina, it has to be going on a din daraisa.
Yeah.
What din daraisa is it going on? Harei afrei rabu hachem. How do we answer?
No, the halacha moshe misina says that even though normally achir rabu hachem is chay betray, but here you need a route. You need a different route. You need a route of a possible efes.
The halacha moshe misina comes is like it's a chumra, but in reality you would be rabu hachem betray.
Right. It's a chumra. It's assuming that possible efes is less than chad betray, then it's a chumrah. I mean, maybe it's a kula, maybe it's more than chad, but pashas is probably a chumrah. Very similar to Zoraya B'Shela. Without the pasuk, the Mitzvah B'Ferish, without the pasuk, we chad betray. Comes along the pasuk of Zoraya B'Shela and says, no, you need to have shishim. So we don't pass like a shulman later. We all the shishim, it's not shishim. But by Gid B'Yerek, you have to have. What would be according to a shulman Levi, Gid Shinasar B'Yerek, why don't you need shishim? It's interesting. Fear of Shimon Levi that every min b'mina needs shishim midiraisa, according to Rashi. So Gitchin is Bashal B'Yerech should need shishim. So why don't you need a halacha mishim? So maybe the halacha mishim is saying according to him is the kula. That it's not shishim, it's only kibbutz of elefes. According to the other Amoraim that is chad betrayed, and the halacha mishim is telling me a chumra. Fear of Shimon Levi, the halacha mishim is telling me you're a kula.
Why was the halacha mishim
saying
by all gidim by dafka by?
Gotcha. No, I mean, you're right. This it should have a havana. I don't know. Get the yerech. The get in the yerech is worse.
We answered that.
Yeah. Why?
Rabbi said, because I would know that there I need a very specific ratio
by get the yerech. Right. I mean, why can't there be a lochem mishum sinai by get ben agidin? I know there isn't. Get ben agidin, we're on our own, so it's a chad betray. We're just dealing with Plato. Right, it's a bittel of the Plato, and the Torah said that the Plato of the Yerech and of the Gid in the Yerech needs to have the Plato of the Gid in the Yerech is worse. I don't, that's what the Torah said. In its natural habitat, the Plato is worse. So the Gid in the Yerech, you have to have a bigger bittel for the Plato. A Gid ben a Gidim, so that's a regular chad betray like any other min b'mina. And Gid b'Yerech, in its natural place where the Torah acid it, so there the Plato is worse. And you have to get rid of the plate in the shear kibbutz of elefes.
How does this stem with the rush by Tzuras that says all chumash sinites have to be ohakel?
Yeah, we said at the time in some of the halachim back that the rush didn't mean that. It just meant that the halachim mishum sinai of Tzuras is not creating a new av, so therefore it has to be ohakel. Okay, anyway, not going to have a comment, but we said at the time it can't be. The Mishnah said Gemara says in Sukkah that this mandama that the halacha of Mishnah Mishina is coming to be meisah for the Daifa. That couldn't be what he meant. Yeah. You were here for a little time, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, it was last year, Baba Kamara. Right? Yeah, I didn't remember when it was. It's all a blur, but yeah.
First, Rashi was able to be dyke from the Sefer that
you were here last year, I remember, but that wasn't Baba Kamara last year, that's what I was.
Yeah. What if we were able to even die from Rashi that Rashi holds in the Seifa that our Mishnah says each beginning goes in Tom, then wouldn't it be that even the Resha still like would be like, why do we, maybe just it wasn't Mukhrach from the Resha that there's beginning goes in Tom, but once Rashi sees from the Seifa each beginning goes in Tom, we can then work it back to the Resha and say just like by the Seifa then we could.
Yeah, okay, it's not impossible, and now that Yesh Begidim and Nesim Tam, now we know the time does all Yesh Begidim and Nesim Tam. So maybe now the Halacha L'Mishim Yisini is also, is Halacha in Bittel of Tam. Number one, so then I don't know why Rashi had to invent such a harmony. That like nobody forced Rashi against the world to say this harmony. Also, we still have all the other issues that what did he mean, Tam Kippur Rabbanon and this Mimdemino and this Bottle Chai betray. Like, those issues didn't go away. Now, but the emes is, there is another Mahalach for this Rashi. I'm saying now, it's a big Kiddush what we're saying now. I mean, I don't think it's such a terribly big Kiddush, but it's a Kiddush. But it does have regai mudover. You see, you have the crisis kasha. What do you mean, tam kikus derabonon? It's min b'mino anyway. It should be brought to chad betray. So there is what where to come from. But still, it's a chiddush to say that kibosu b'lefes. I mean, it could be it's a chiddush that follows from Rashi Shita that it's a deraisa. Because if it's a deraisa, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Then you tackle run up against the problem that it's min b'mino. It's chad betray, and you run up against the problem tam kikus derabonon. So akolka kato. I mean, that is not a shear of getting rid of the tam. It's a shear of getting rid of the plato. And the plate, and there is a plate, and then it's very geshmak derashi that maybe I'm beginning a nice in time, but there's a tasteless plate that you have to be mabatul. So everything is not, I think it's very glad what we're saying. It's not forced, but there is another possibility in Rashi that maybe there was another reason why Rashi thought that from the ratio there's no diuk. This other what?
Shuman
Agid. Rashi says in the Hemshech of the Gemara when the Gemara says the halacha hilchos I'm beginning a nice in time. So Rashi says I'm beginning a nice in time. So fine, you don't have to worry about the gid. The plate of the gid, but the shuman agid is still nice and tam. So maybe Rashi thought that from the ratio there's no diuk, because in the ratio you still have the shuman agid. So that's why you have to have bittul tam. But in the sefer gidshin is arvim agidim, there's no shuman agid over. It doesn't say anything there about shuman agid. When the gid's in the yerach, there's certainly shuman agid. It's in the yerach, out of the shuman agid. But gid ben agidim, there's no shuman yerach. So that's a possibility, and that's the balabata shiteres for Rashi. The problem is that then it's going to come out a funny thing that the shear of Shuman Agid is Kibosu B'lefes. Because if Rashi held from the Reish is no Raya, because maybe the Reish is talking about Shuman Agid, but the Mishnah says the shear is Kibosu B'lefes. Why would Shuman Agid have a shear of Kibosu B'lefes? Shuman Agid is nice, is a regular Min Mishayin Eminoi. It should have a shear of Shishim. What's the episode that it had this Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Assuming that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is different than the standard shear of Shishim, why would Shuman Agid not have the standard shear of Shishim? It's nice in time, like anything else is nice in time. Assuming, let's say, that Bosu Lefes is less than Shishim, which is mustaba to me. So why would Shuman Agid have such a small shear? Well, Agid is a very intangible thing, and it's Min B'mina anyway, but Shuman Agid is Min B'she'en Emina. Unless you say Shuman Agid is also Min B'mina. I can't even tell you, some of the say that Shuman and Bosu are Min B'mina. So maybe Shuman Agid B'yerach. Yeah, but even so, the Shuman... Maybe Shuman Agid B'yerach Midrash is really chad betray because it's min b'minoy. And halachah is but midrabanan you still need shishim. Even by min b'minoy you need shishim. Something which is nice and tam. Midrabanan you have to have shishim by min b'minoy too. So Shuman Agid should have the standard shear of shishim. You can find way out and say regular min b'minoy needs to have a shear of shishim. That's very well. And Pashtus says they should have a shear of Shuman. They should have a shear of Shishim. The Shuman Agid should have a shear of Shishim. Why should it have this halacha Moshe Mishinah that kashir Bosu B'lefes? By the way, I'll just tell you a yidiyah. It's not so necessary for what we're talking about, but it's not an important yidiyah. The shear of Min, how much, what's the shear of Bittul Bei Min B'mina is Shishim. So most Rishonim learn that the shear of Shishim Bei Min B'mina shears a shear of Nesinus Tamos Rishonim hold. So why? What's it doing in Min B'minoy? Min B'minoy, it's not nice in time at all. It's Chai B'Trei, Midiraisa. So why did Chazal make over here the Shir of Shishim? So we saw the Rambam has a whole Mahalach. The Shishim is talking about a Shir of Nesinus Tam, it's a Shir of Oitzim Miyutoy. Min B'minoy, when it's Lekel Mekam HaTayim, it has a different Mahalach, a Bittul altogether. So that's a whole, the Rambam we're very familiar with, but the Rambam is the odd man out. That's not the consensus of Rishonim. Most Yishanim learn that Shishim is a Shir of Tam, like Rashi is a Shir of Chacham. So what's it doing in Min B'minoy? So most Yishanim say that it's Otu. They said that Min B'minoy needs Shishim Otu Min B'she'en Aminah. That's the standard, that's what we learned in elementary school, that Min B'minoy needs Shishim Otu Min B'she'en Aminah. High school learning. Rashi is not masking that way. Look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, it's out of government base. But in the Dibur Maskel, in Nais and Tam, it's halfway down the page in Rashi. It's going on Gitchin Asar Beginim. Where you can't really tell, you can't give it to a kvela, the nice and tam b'minay is b'shishim. It's mashman Rashi. It's not that it's really no nice and tam b'minay at all, but there's a sheer shishim otam min b'shein b'minay. The lesson of Rashi is that the nice and tam of min b'minay she'enam yochel lamed al taimai. It's really imponderable. We don't know if it's nice and tam or not. So the sheer nice and tam of min b'minay, Chazal said that it's b'shishim. Rashi and Peites and Beis also said such a lesson. Rashi said, "Shiru chachame b'shishim kol nois and tam stam." And it's going on in the minute because he's going on the case of he's going again and osheb gid v'nagidim the way we're learning the Rashi. Worst case, if we're totally wrong, he's going on gid b'yerech, but it's all min b'minoi. And Rashi Lashon is that Shiru, he doesn't say that they said min b'minu ni shishim otu min b'sheinu minu. Shiru chachomim shishim kol noisim tam stam. The Rashi in Tzadik Vav and Beis is more mefush. That the shir of min b'minu by shishim, but the shir of shishim by min b'minu, it's not, that really it has nothing to do with nesin es tam, it's just otu min b'sheinu minu. But Chazal said that by min b'minu, and the giveaway is what Rashi adds, she'ein odom yochel lamed al taimai. So shiru b'shishim. If Rashi held like the other Rishonim, he should have said that by min b'minay, where it's not really shaykh nesin es tam at all, not enam yochel lamed, not that we can't figure it out. It's not nesin tam. It's chai betray. It's not nesin tam. It's min b'minay. But you need shishim otu min b'sheinim minay. Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi sounds like by min b'minay there is a nesin es tam, but enam yochel lamed olu, can't give it to a kvel and ask him. So then chazal u'mishar the shir nesin es tam is b'shishim. So what's the pshat in Rashi? So you could say that Rashi's going with Rayim. Maybe Rashi holds that holds from right. We saw anyway Rashi in by the sugya of Zoraya B'Sheila. Rashi in the sugya of Zoraya B'Sheila. Remember, where did Rashi say right that we go with right? Rashi in the bottom side of Chesam Adalef. Where Rashi over there asked by Zoraya B'Sheila. We learned at B'Shishim. So Rashi said, 1 second, Zoraya B'Sheila. Maybe it's nice and tam. How do you know? If it was min b'sheinim in there, maybe it would have been nice and tam. So how could it be that it's mutar b'shishim? So he says, really, it's mudui from here. That shishim is good enough, even if it's nice and tam. But midrabbanan the amru time alei bottle. So we grapple with that Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? It's min b'mino. What do you mean? Maybe it's nice and tam. It's min b'mino. A lot is not nice and tam. So he said at the time, Rashi not coming from nowhere. Rashi got it from somewhere. Where did Rashi get it from? Rashi got this from somewhere, that maybe the Zoraya B'Sheila might actually be nice and tam. And we have to come on to the fact that really tam ki kadrabonon, and only drabonon, and omer rabonon, tam olay botol. Rashi got it from somewhere in the Gemara. From Rava. Because Rava Taka said that. Rava said Zoraya B'Sheila is heter b'ma chalisa. It really should be also, it's an exception. It's heter b'ma chalisa. Because Zoraya B'Sheila is really kotshim, and by kotshim tam ki kish deraisa. So Leila, Zoraya B'Sheila should be also, because maybe it's nice and tam. Taisus, other Shem, what do you mean? Maybe it's nice and tam. It's shishim. It's not nice and tam. Taisus, I'm aleph. It's not laboratory conditions. Maybe it's more than shishim. But Rashi learns that shishim is no guarantee that it's not nice and tam. If nice and tam will be deraisa, then you could not rely on shishim because tam kik is derabbanan. We rely on shishim. But if tam kik will be deraisa by kolchim, or tam kik really is deraisa, then shishim is no guarantee. How do you know? Maybe it's nice and tam. So in Echrami, he said, "Heter baba chalisa." That the Torah said that Zoraya B'Sheila is not treated like kolchim; it's treated like chulin and tam kikah derabban. So, and we said at the time. So Rashi learned. So, but what's going on? It's min b'minoi. Min b'minoi is not nice and tam. So we said at the time that Rashi learned that Rava, the Brice, the Rava is coming to explain, must hold from Royim. Like the Gemara in Zvachem Ayin Ches, that there is a Tana holds that even min b'minoi Royinoi sekilu min b'sheinu minoi. The Gemara in Zvachem says the Tana of the Mishnah over there holds the way by Royinoi sekilu dam. Anyway, there is a Tana that holds from Royim. And Rashi learns that the sugya of Zoraya B'Sheila, at least Rav in the sugya of Zoraya B'Sheila, is going with Raya. That we saw that Rashi and Klav Ches by Abaye learns that Abaye is going without Raya. We have a lot to say in those things. But there is, we see that Rashi, a lot of the other Yishayim don't work with Raya at all. The other Yishayim seem to hold that the Gemara Zvachim, Rish Lakish, passing that we don't say Raya until Raya, we don't look back. But Rashi works with Raya. He learns that Rav, the sugya of Zoraya B'Sheila, the Bryson Zoraya B'Sheila, there is a sheet of Raya. So could be that Rashi held, maybe that's the halacha, maybe Rashi holds that we hold from Raya. I don't know. maybe every min b'minoi, maybe Rashi holds, really holds that min b'minoi, this is din of Rayim, and you have to have nice and top. But ain't no yachol amin olav, how are you going to know? So shiur chacham, that it's b'shishin. That's a possibility. Or is it, maybe Rashi thought that min b'minoi does not get you out of top. You still have nishul tam by min b'minoi. Not less than min b'shen b'minoi because of Rayim. Of course, tamkik is the rabbanon. Okay, so it's all on the Rabbanon level, but whether it's derisive, whether Tavkik is derisive, the Rabbanon, but there is an issue of Tam, and maybe Rashi held that we go with Rayim, and if you go with Rayim, then there's Tam even by Min B'minoi. So the Shir Shishim that you have by Min B'minoi is not Otu Min B'Shein B'minoi. Maybe the Shir Shishim by Min B'minoi is a Shir of Bittel Tam, because even by Min B'minoi you have to get rid of the Tam, because Omer Rabbanon, Midrash Tam Kikker Drabon. Midrash Tam Kikker is not. But Midrabon and Tam Kikker, Midrabon, Omer Rabbonin, like Rashi's Lashon and Sarechez, Rabbonin said, Achmer Rabbonin, the time is Leibot. And that's not only by Min B'Shein Aminoi, it's by Min B'Minoi too, because with Royim, this time, even by Min B'Minoi. So the Shear of Shishim by Min B'Minoi is really a Shear of Tam, since we have to worry about the Tam, again, because Midrabonin, you have to worry about Tam. And since Royim, this time by Min B'Minoi too. And it's Lekle Mekam a time, because we can't tell. So whatever it's Lekel and Mekam Atayna, we rely on the Shir of Shishim. Since Tam Kikah Derabonin, yeah, Tam Kikah would be Derais, we couldn't rely on Shishim, but since Tam Kikah is Derabonin, we can rely on the Shir of Shishim. So that could be the best of Shatan, that Rashi, and that would, which did very well. You see Rashi inside of Ches goes with Royim. So maybe the Rashi's go with, maybe that's how Rashi learns. That's I think, very, very possible. Or, you could say that even if Rashi doesn't hold from Royim, even if Rashi's going without Rayim, even according to the time, it doesn't say Rayim. But it could be that that's as far as Tam Kikah Deraisa, the Mashal by Kodshim, where Tam Kikah is Deraisa, so that's without, we don't say Rayim. But in the Din Derabonon, that Omer Rabonon, Taima Levotel, that Chachomim were Matzrich Shishim, or Kfela, because they said that Midrabonon, Taima Levotel, so maybe that Din Derabonon, the Taima Levotel, they said even by Minoi, it's kind of Derabonon the Rayim. They said the din derabbanan, the time of lebotul. Maybe they said it even by min b'minoi. The first way is more yishmak, but maybe we don't have to say so far. The Rashi going through Rayim. Even if you don't say Rayim is the Rashi, but the din derabbanan, the time of lebotul. Maybe that has a Rayim built in. Hakapanim is clearly very much meduyik in Rashi that the din of shishim by min b'minoi. That's what I'm saying. It's a yudia chashuva this Rashi. It's meduyik in Rashi. Just the Rashi in the Mishnah Sadeh on base. It's meduyik in Rashi. That the sheer shishim by min b'minoi is not otu min b'she'en minoi. It's rather, since by min b'minoi there's tam, and it's enerim yochol lamed olov by min b'minoi, so therefore you have to have shishim, because maybe this tam we have to get rid of it. That's clear in the lashon of the Rashi. So a person haroya yishtayim, pastors, you read the Rashi, if you don't know anything, you look at the Rashi inside of Golovin, it's very hard to understand. All the other yishtayim say, by min b'minoi, the Gemara says it's welcome min b'minoi is chad betray. There's no issue of tam by min b'minoi. We have a lot more to work with, so we know that there's that Mahalaf of Rayim. We know there's a Rashi and Sadech Ches who goes with Rayim. He learns the Gemara Rova by Zerah B'Shel is going with Rayim. So the Rashi holds that Rayim is a serious mandama, and that Min B'Minoi needs Shishim because there's a din of Rayim, and you have to get rid of the Tam. And by Min B'Minoi, you don't know if there's Tam or not. You can't be Oymed in the Tam. So Melech Hazal said, just like when there's no Kfeilah. So what are you shishim for? Since you don't know if it's tam or not, you can't find the kfeilah by min b'shein minoi. So you use shishim. So by min b'minoi, where kfeilah is not going to help you, so the shir is shishim. But it's a shir. That's the lashon. That's mamash the lashon of Rashi. Since ainam yochel lamedolov, you have to have a shir shishim to make sure that there's no tam. It's not. By the way, it's not a stira. I'm telling you, we're saying now that having shishim tells me that there's no tam. That's not a stira to the Rashi by Zroya B'Shela, who says that it's hetov omachalisir because maybe it's nice and tam. What do you mean maybe it's nice and tam? It's shishim. You're telling me now that if the shishim is no tam. That's not a steer at all that we spoke to at the time. If Tam Kikah could be deraisa, you couldn't rely on a shir of shishim. Just like, you know, for things that are deraisa, you can't rely on a 13 years old as a gadol. How do you know? You didn't check. But for derabbanan, you could rely on the chazaka that 13 is a bar mitzvah. So same thing. For Tam Kikah deraisa, by kodshim, you couldn't rely on the shishim. But since Tam Kikah is only derabbanan, the rabbanan were machmir that in Tam Kikah, so for the chumah derabbanan of Tam Kikah, so shishim satisfies us that there's no tam. When there's a kfeila, it's a kfeila. But when there's no kfeila, we go with shishim. Ben ben min b'shein minoi, and ben ben min ben ben min. It's not mal. It's not sort of geared to our sugya, but still, this is very chashuv Rashi. comes out of interesting things that we're learning that you know that that's postured by the whole world that the Shir Shishim is by Min Beminoi is Otto Mishayim Minoi. Many Rishayim say it, and the place we always work with that. We now see that there's several Rishayim who have different approaches to the Shir of Shishim by Min Beminoi. We have the Rambam that has nothing to do with Tam; it's Al Spittel by Yisamiyutoi. And now we have some Rashi, I think. Rashi learns that the shear that Rashi learns the shear of min b'minoi of shishim and min b'minoi is a shear of not ought to anything. It's a shear because min b'minoi with the royim is nice and tam. And you have to get rid of the tam because mid rabbanon am rabbanon time ole bottle. And there are that chumra de rabbanon time ole bottles by min b'minoi too. So you need shishim to get rid of the tam. That might be there because einam yochel lamed olav. Okay, let me get right. Well, as the story, who does the comedy of Chanino, Abi Yosef, Abi Huda bar Zvina, Abobo, he was outside. Kinofik Omele, when this shoyl came out from Chanino, Omele, my Omelech. So he said, what did he pass before you? Apparently, it was a shoyl of a gid. Not clear in the Gemara, was it a gid b'yerech? Was it a gid b'nagidim? Whatever it was a shoyl of a gid, and it was an issue of Ein b'gidim in Nois and Tam. Lufi Rashi must have been a gid b'nagidim, not a gid b'yerech. Gid ben Ayerech has nothing to do with them. Gid ben Nesim Tam, like we just saw. So it was a case. So it must have been a case of Gid ben Agidim. The Gemara doesn't say what the case was. Just it's a case of Gid ben Nesim Tam. So when he came out, so Rabbi Yehuda asked him, what did Rabbi say? Omele Shai in the Haley. So he said he was matirit. So Rabbi Yehuda was surprised. He was matirit. Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina. Omele Hoda Ayla Lekamei. Bring it back. Ask him again. Omar. So Chanina, chap, what's going on? Why is this guy coming back? He chapped to somebody on the outside. Oh, my man, hide come with Charlie. Who's bothering me? Zil Emily the man, the Yosef Ababa. Go tell the person outside on the porch who's telling you to come back in that Em begidim in nice and time. Kosta Kamid Rav Ami, Meshadu the Kamid Rav Yitzchak Ben Chaluv, the Mary Bele Tera, Yishum Rav Shum Levi, the Lele Sphere. He held really maybe Yesh begidim in nice and time. But he would send them to somebody else who he knew was more Mako. It was interesting in Kali Absakti, Lad, this is thing. You hold something as aser, but you can send them to a different rav who you know paskins that is mutter. Interesting. The hilchus ain begidim b'nais and tam. That's the halacha. That ain begidim b'nais and tam. That's all the rishayim paskin. Rashi ben nisvashel ben nimlech ben nitzle mashlichay umutter. The dafka boy aval shom leyesh b'nais and tam v'moynot al shom leyoser. There's a Rashba. Rashba's in the Teres HaBayis. Bayis Dalet Shar Aleph. The Rashba's Masupik. What if you have, in the case in the Gemara, in the Gidim B'nai Sintam, is like you have a Gid Ben Agidim, or let's say Gid B'Yerach, and you took the Gid out, but meanwhile you had a Plato. So that's the Shal, Yesh B'Gidim B'nai Sintam, Ein B'Gidim B'nai Sintam. And the Hilka says Ein B'Gidim B'nai Sintam, and therefore the Halach is, if you cook a Gid in a Tafshil, so you take the gid out, and the tafshil is mutter. What happens if the gid itself was nimayach into the tafshil? So the Rashba says, maybe there you need shishim. He says, it's not nice and tam. So the Rashba says, so what? Min is also not nice and tam. And you still need shishim. So, right, remember, the Rashba holds min b'mino, he's not nice and tam. It's just otu min m'shei b'mino. Like most Rishon. So Rashi, Min B'mino is not nice in time. And for that's like the Chazal said, you need Shisha. So maybe when the Gid is Nimayach, Hagam, it's not nice in time, but the Rabbanan said you need to have Shisha. He's Masupik. He says, maybe it's not the same. He says, by Min B'mino, even though it's not nice in time, but it's Otto Min B'she'en Amino where it is nice in time. But a Gid's not nice in time even by Min B'she'en Amino. So maybe in a Gid they weren't going to Shisha in the first place. So he's Masupik. But in the Teres HaBayis HaKotzer, this is the Rashba also, where he sums up the Ladino, so there he assumes the tzad that you need shishim. And the Rashba Taka Paskin is that a gid shini mayach, you need to have shishim. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, in the same kuf sif beis, Paskin is like the Rashba, that if the gid would need mayach, then you do need to have shishim. Ask the Pichodosh, says he doesn't understand the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Tinach the Rashba is good. Because the Rashba is L'shitosah. What is this issue? Well, if you will, let's just talk it through before you even say after Pichadish. Let's talk this through. What should this be talking? You have a gid. The gid is not nice in town, but it was nimayach into the tafsha. So what's the nidoin? On the one hand, I know that it's not actually nice in town. On the other hand, Chazal said you need shishim. Maybe now that Chazal said that you need shishim, maybe I don't care if it's nice in town. If you need shishim, you need shishim. Maybe, I mean, the habon of Chor is that since Chazal said you need shishim even by min minoy, that's the Rashi spoken out. Since Chazal said you need shishim even by min, this kid was not min minoy. This kid was went into beans, but it has no time. So the Rashi's argument is on the one hand it has no time, but on the other hand, Chazal asked taroibes even min minoy when it has no time. Otomin v'sheinim minoy, but the Ma'aseh they asked min minoy and they said you need shishim. So now that Chazal said you need shishim by min minoy, so maybe now the shir of shishim is sort of divorced from its roots in the Sinas Tam, and now it becomes halacha psuka. You need to have shishim. Can I get an isin? So meila, even by a gid by min v'sheinim minoy, even though I know it's not nice in Tam, but maybe now Chazal said that the din is you need to have shishim. Can I get an isin? What does that svara remind you of? We've talked about these the kind of, you know, it's way back with him.
Was this about the Xera that we may have been Mimino, Atamin Bashanamino, and then once we said that we had a little plug?
Right, well that's certainly the Nidon. So Bach, where did we see this in Vishnu?
The Ramban.
Very good. The Ramban says that the Ramban says, what if the following case you have an Isser, Mimbashanamino, regular Mimbashanamino, pork and beans. And it was nimayach, the pork went into the beans. And you don't have shishim. But a kfeila tastes it, and he says, no, no pork here. I don't taste any pork. So can you rely on the kfeila now? So Taisa says, yeah. So Gemara inside of Zion with base. Amar abonim b'kfeila. Amar abonim b'shishim. When there's no kfeila, you need shishim. When there's a kfeila, you don't need shishim. The Ramban is chaylik. What does the Ramban say? That the Gemara inside of Zion is only when you took the pork out and you're only worried about a plate, and the plate you don't really know how much came out. So if the kfeila tells me that he doesn't taste any pork, then we can assume that what came out was less than shishim. But in the case of nimayach, isa she nimayach, the pork was nimayach into the beans, says the Ravan, even if a kfeila tells me that he doesn't taste any pork, you still need to have shishim. That's how the Ramban reconciled the steer between the Gemara and Tzadik Zayin and the Beis, Ravah, that if you have kfeila, you don't eat shishim, and the Gemara and Tzadik Tesem and Aleph, by Zoya B'Shele, where the Gemara says, the Sefer of the Mishnah Bayit, where the Gemara says that in the Sefer, where you have the Pulim, Ben Agrisim, so it says that if it's not nice in time, it's mutter, and Abai says but shishim, malah b'shishim, you must need shishim. Why do you need shishim? The kfeila says that it's the kain says it doesn't taste any truma. So Taisus is nitchak that that's talking about. There's a ribui in the lashon and the mishnah that it's talking about. Even if you can't find the kain, so you don't have a kfeila, so then you have that. Then it's also without shishim. But in economy, if you have a kain and tells it's not nice in time, who needs shishim? That's Rav and Tzadik Zayin and Beis. In the Ram, we said it's machlekes abayin and Rava, but the Ramban answers that the one Tzadik Zayin and Beis is talking about. We took the iser out, and it's only a plato. Then you rely on a kfeila. But the Gemara on Tzadik Tes is talking about with the pulum when he moich into the grisim. So then the kfeila doesn't help. You have to have shishim because the Rabbanon said you have to have shishim. So what's the Rabbanon in the Ramban? That's exactly the Rabbanon in the Ramban. But the Ramban holds that once Chazal said that there's a shear of shishim, so even if I know that it's not nice in time, but now Chazal said you need to have shishim k'neged isur, it doesn't help that I know that it's not nice in time. And the Ramban is mazmin that befer is the Ramban Tzadik Tes and the Ramban say chayrichos. The Ramban says beferish that even if Rabbanon kimlu le Rabbanon that it's not nice in time, if the issue is nimayach, you have to have shishim. He's talking min b'shein emina. So in the Ramban, and the Rashba agrees to the Ramban. The Rashba passes like that Ramban. Says the Pichodosh. So according to that school of thought, that the shir shishim was said even if I know that it's not nice in time. Once the issue is nimayach, and I have less than shishim, and I have more than shishim. I don't have a shir of shishim to be mevatel it. It doesn't help. You can have all the kfeilas in the world telling you that it's not nice in time, and I believe them. Remember, we had a prima gun once with Rav Shach and the Ramban is they don't believe the kfeila when it's nimayach. But in the Ramban, but the Pichodesh disagrees, and in the Ramban himself in the Hemzik from Furish, I feel kimlu le Rabban and sheini nice in time. You still need to have shishim. Prima gun, I don't know. Didn't see the Hemzik of the Ramban apparently, but upon him. So says that. So the Pichodesh speaks out. He says the feeder Ramban. So I understand the what's so. So he says a gid. What's a gid? A gid is a a kid that was nimayach, that's like a case where I have an issue that was nimayach, and I have a kfela telling me that it's not nesen tam. Well, when a kid is nimayach, I don't even need to have a kfela. I don't need the kfela. I know myself it's not nesen tam because Chazal are the best kfela in the world, and they told me that ain't beginning of nesen tam. But it doesn't matter because since Chazal said that you need to have a shir shishin, once Chazal said that you need to have a shir shishin, even by min de minoy, so that becomes an absolute shir. And it no longer, I no longer measured. Is it yes, nice and time, not nice and time? Chazal said you need to have shishim keneged iser. So gid enosh is the same thing. And that is, that's mamish the argument that the Rashba makes in the Teres HaBayis. He says that even though he says the gid is not nice and time in the beans, he says who cares? But min b'mina is also not nice and time. And Chazal said that it's also. So once Chazal said that even min b'mina needs shishim, granted the reason why was otu. But we don't care anymore about the reason. Chazal now said you need shishim, even by min b'minoi, even though it's not nice and tam. So by the gid shenim bayach, even though it's not nice and tam, you still need to have shishim. Says the Pichodesh, the Rashba is gevaldik, but the Shulchan Aruch is shver, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pasken like that. Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that if you gave it to a kfeila and the kfeila says that it's not nice and tam, you don't need shishim, like Tosfos, because the Rambam also paskens that way. When you have a kfeila, you don't need shishim. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that when you have a kfeila, you don't need shishim. And yet he paskins that when the kid was nimoyach, you have to have shishim. So the Bichodesh is still in Shulchan Aruch. He said, what's the difference? What's the difference? Right? He says, let's look at these two cases. Look, you know. Let's compare them side by side, like Hamlet. You have the case of, you have a pork that went into beans. Pork that went into beans, and a kfeila tasted, and it's not nice and tam. But you don't have shishin. So the Ramban would say that it's also. The Rashba, the Ramban, they think that it's also. But the Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter. Because he passes, he holds like Tosfos. That the Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos. That if the kfeila says that it's not nice and tam, it's mutter. I don't care that it's that you don't have shishin. I don't care about shishin. Right? When a gid was nimayak into beans, so there's no kfeila, of course. I mean, I didn't give it to a kfeila, but who needs a kfeila? I know it's not nice and tam. And there the Shulchan Aruch says they need shishim. How can the gid that was nimayach into the beans be worse than a piece of pork that was nimayach into beans, but a kfeila tells me that it's not nice and tam? So when the gid was nimayach into the beans, I said, "Mamish steer in shofar." I mean, it's very simple. It took a long way to get here, but it's a very, the Pichari says, it's a very simple and glaring steer in shofar. When you have a piece of pork that falls into 30 times its volume in beans, and a kfeila says that it's not nice and tam, it's mutati. I don't have shishim. But a kfeila told me it's not nice and tam. Like the pastors in Rabban Tzadok Zayin, who pays with that, the chilukim of Nimayach, and everybody goes with it, he passes like Tosfos. Then I have almost the same case. I have a piece of gid that fell into 30 times its weight in beans, but and the gid was Nimayach into the beans. It's not much the same case. Gid, what happened to the pork is what happened to the gid. And here in the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rashba, that is also. Why is it also? A kfeila told me that it's not nice and tam. Which kfeila? Chazal. They told me it's not nice and tam. So interesting. This Shulchan Aruch is the same kuf, a sif base. So the Chavos Das there on the end of the same kuf, and the Matu Yonason from Ravina's Leibshitz there in the same spot, they both say the same teretz. They say that the Shulchan Aruch held that even though ain't beginning the nice and tam, but ain't beginning the nice and tam just means that the gid doesn't have enough time that it should be nice and tam in other things. So it doesn't have enough time to be maflit tam into other things. But the gid itself still has some tam. And therefore, when the gid itself is nimayach into the beans, so then maybe there really is tam. You need a kfeila. Chiddush. Ain beginning of nice and tam doesn't mean that the gid has no tam. It means he doesn't have enough time to ask the other things. So when you're talking about Plato, if you took the gid out, and you just want to know, but maybe it was maflut time into everything else, the gid doesn't have enough umf to be maflut time into anything else. But the gid itself has epis of time. So if you melt the gid itself into the beans, so then the kfeila might actually taste gid. So that's why if you don't have a kfeila, then it's a and then without a kfeila, you need shish. Maybe kfeila won't even help. Maybe it's so subtle. Maybe kfeila can't tell like that Rashba that a kfeila can't even tell with the gid. So then already you need to have a. So then you need shish. I kind of know the chavis das and the matvims. Yeah.
Isn't that the
shocher
would say if you have this gid shenimoach and then a kfeila tastes it and says he doesn't taste it, that it's a mutter?
Right. Well, either that's true, and the chayr that ought to be true because like how could it be worse than the pork? Or we could say that maybe when it comes to a gid, a kfeila can't tell. Like the Rashba that I mentioned a while back, that you know how come in the Mishnah we don't give it to a kfeila? Gishin is bashal b'yera, give it to a kfeila. So the Rashba says that a gid is such a subtle time, even if yesh begin the medayson time, it's such a subtle time that a kfeila can't be oymed on. Now that's not muchuk because that Rashba is talking about a plate of a gid. He says even if yesh begin the medayson time, but a kfeila can't recognize the plate. Here we're talking about the time of the gid itself, which the Matayonis and the Chavos Das claims is more than the plate. So maybe that a kfeila could tell. Any of that. But that's how the Chavos Das and the Matayonis want to reconcile the Shulchan Aruch. It's a pella otzma. I don't know how they can say this. The chayrits against the Gemara Mufreshes. There's Gemara Mufreshes, which Tosfos quotes. I mentioned it. I don't look up the Gemara Mufreshes. Tosfos talking about something else. We'll see later. We'll see about getting us to Joseph Hano and so on. Tosfos brings the Gemara Mufreshes back for days. We'll talk about it more next time. Tomorrow I'm not going to be here, but we'll talk about it on Thursday, Mr. Shem. But the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, well, it's like this machlekes, famous sugya, machlekes of Rabbi Yavo and Cheski. Rabbi Yavo says, every time the Torah says loisoichal, it includes an isyarno, unless stated otherwise. And Cheski says, no, loisoichal means loisoichal, it does not include an isyarno. So there's a whole sugya, the Gemara has all kinds of cases, and Rabbi asks from and so on. And so one of the cases the Gemara asks is Giran Nosha. The Torah is akin loyechal bnei Yisrael, it's Giran Nosha. But it seems to be mutter bano, because the Mishnah says you could send a yerech with the gid to a guy. So you're miscabed with the fact that the gid is whole, and with the fact that the yerech is whole, so you have some benefit from the gid that the guy feels he's getting from you a big yerech with untouched with the gid inside. You see, it's mutter bano. So bishlam according to Cheski, it's good. Leisechel means don't eat it. Doesn't say it's also bano. But according to Rabbi Yavo, every time the Torah says leisechel, it means an isra ano too. So gid anosha should be also bano. That's the need of the Tosis. Gid anosha also bano. So Gemara answers that since the Torah said when it comes to that by a nevela, lagera shavisharecha titnena ve'achala, that when you have a nevela, an animal drop dead, you give it to a guest. And so kishahutu nevela he vechelba v'gidahutu. The Torah says you give the nevela to the guest. The nevela includes the gid, whereas the gid is also a nevela. So you give the nevela to a ger. The Torah doesn't say give the ger 99% of the nevela. It says give the ger the whole nevela, all of the bus and nevela, all of the bus and nevela includes the gid. So it's the Torah is telling me that a gid anosh is mutabana. Zokti Umar, that's going to be all the yesh beginning in nice and time. So then the gid is part of the bus and nevela. So the Torah said give the nevela, the bus and nevela to the ger. The Torah is including the gid. But if you don't aim to give them a nice and time, so the gid is not busser. If it's not busser, it doesn't have an issue in the nevela. So the Torah said give the nevela to the ger. Doesn't say you give the ger the animal's teeth. Doesn't say you give the ger the animal's gid. Because the gid is not busser nevela. So then there's no raya from the pasuk of lagar sheba sharenu. Then we can't say kishihutu nevela hi v'chalba v'gid hutru. Because the gid is not part of the nevela. So then we should still have the problem that according to Rabbi Avo, gid anosha should be osur b'hano. So the Gemara says, "Ein achinami." Who's the man the Omer who says that ain't begidim in nice and time? It's Reb Shimon. Whereas right, Reb Shimon holds ain't begidim in nice and time. Reb Yehuda holds yesh begidim in nice and time. Reb Shimon holds ain't begidim in nice and time. And Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon talk to argue the shitosim that Reb Yehuda says gid anosh is muter bano, and Reb Shimon talk says gid anosh is osur bano. That's the Gemara. From that Gemara, Taisus mechir that the halacha gid anosh is osur bano. Taisus by us. Because we pass an aim to give him a nice time, like Agamar says. And if you hold aim to give him a nice time, then it comes out that Kashutu Nevela, when the Torah said give the Nevela to a ger, the Torah was not including the Gid, because the Gid's not part of the Nevela. So Mele, we revert to Rabbi Avo's rule, Tosh assumes that Loch is like Rabbi Avo, that whenever it says like Soichlu, it means the Inisin are not too. So it comes out that it is that the Gid and Elsha should be La Halocha, Osir, Behano. Right, so interesting. Next time we'll talk about that thesis and why the Shulchan Aruch passes against that thesis. But at the point of the Gemara of Bereshis, that if ain't beginning with and time, then that means not only that the plate of the git doesn't ask for other things, the git itself is not treated as bosan avela because it has no time. It's the eis v'alma. But according to the Chavis Das and the Matta Yonison, that even if ain't beginning with and time, that just means it can't be nice and time to other things. But it itself has a time. Then if it has a time, then it should be bosan avela. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says the Pharisee said, if any beginning of a recent time, then it's not considered even to be Boston Avail. So I don't know what to do with this this Chavis Das and Avinus and Eifshitz. I mean, how could they forget a Mela? I mean, even one will be a Chiddush, one of them, but both of them together, they both forgot this Gemara. Unless we'll be Doicha, we'll be Nitchak, then maybe they hold that something that doesn't have enough time to give time to other things is not considered to be bosa. I mean, I don't know, like, how do you decide that? Sounds like an arbitrary rule. To be considered to be bosa, it's not enough that you have time. You have to be able to be matam other things. I don't know. It's very sure. The past Lekemara is that if ain't beginning with nice and time, it's eight spa'al. The Loshon Rambam is that if ain't beginning with nice and time, it's get eight spa'al. Yes, then we're back to the square one. So what do we do with this theory in Shulchan Aruch? So why is a gid sheni mayach any different than a piece of pork that was nimayach? And the kfeila tells me that it's not nice in time. So the kfeila over here, Chazal, tell me that the gid is not nice in time.
Could you say that the gid has its own distinct time, which is not the same time as the
mela? I'd say. I mean, every 5 feet of meat has a different time. But what makes it, so then even if yesh beginim nice in time, why isn't it available? Then why is clear if yesh beginim nice in time, then the gid isn't available. But if ain't beginim nice in time, it's not available.
Isn't the Gemara
and Pesachim
talking about when
he
takes on the time of the Nevela? That the
Gid
takes on the time of the
Nevela? No, not because it was cooked with the Nevela. The Gid is part of the Bosa Nevela. Is the Gid Bosa or not? If the Gid is Bosa, then it's part of the, it's a Nevela, because in itself it's part of the animal that dropped dead, so it's Bosa Nevela. If the Gid has no time, then it's like the animal's teeth. The animal's teeth are not called Bosa Nevela. It's the game also to Tumentaya. To get to what's called Bosa Nevela.
You say that by regular Amino, the Shear of Shishin is a Dinning Tom. So if you have Kfeila at 7 time, then it's winter. By Gidin, ain't Gidin at the same time. So we need a bit to like, maybe it's a Gidin.
Oh, very good, very good. So, and I was talking, thinking along these lines. And maybe we could answer the Shulchan Aruch with the Diburim that we said in Rambam. We saw in the Shittas HaRambam that the Shear of Shishim that you have by Min B'minoi, it's a different avenue of Bittul. By Min B'minoi, and it's Ikal L'mekam HaTaimo. So the way it's bottle is through the fact that it's not nice in time. The fact that it's not nice in time makes it bottle. Something that should be nice in time, it's Mimshen Amino, it should be nice in time. And I have so much connected that it's not nice in time anymore. So that's its oifen of bittle. But by Min B'minoi, which like Lamekam a time, or even Mimshen Amino, but it's like a kfeilo, so then it's a different avenue of bittle. It's a bittle of bittle, but it's a miyutin. Without going through again all the proofs in the Rama, but basically we saw in the Rama that the bittul of shishim by Trumat's Meya and by Oral and Kila Karim is 200. If the Shear of Shishim was to determine that it's not nice and time, that it wouldn't change by Trumat, Oral and Kila Karim. So from this we saw in the Loshon, the Rama was very clear this way, that the Rama learns that it's two different eifanim of bittul. There's the bittul of Oitzim Yutoi, that's for shishim. And when you have no time, or it's like we're making a time, or you can't find the kfeilo, then that's the way that you go. But when it's equal, when you have a kfeilo, then you have another avenue of bittul. The fact that it's not nice in time is mevatel. Even though there's no shishim. So I don't have an oitzim yutoi. But it's a different, it's two different mahalchim in bittul. There's the oifen of bittul of something which, when I have a kfeila and he tells me that this thing is not nice in time anymore, you have to enough connector that it stops being nice in time, that's a kind of bittul. And when that's not available to me, either because it's min deminoi, or because it's like a kfeila, then I go the other avenue of bittul of oitzim yutoi. That's the Rama. So it could be, l'fi the Rambam, maybe there's a makom to say that you can only use the bittul of a kfeilo, something that has a time, and now a marbe kenegdoi enough that the time goes away, so that's bittul through lack of nesinus time. So we have pork and beans, the pork is nice in time. And now the kfeilo tells me, but there's enough beans that the pork's not nice in time anymore, so that's bittul through lack of nesinus time, and I don't need bittul by tzimuta. But by Gid Anoshe, it was never nice in time. Because ain't beginning to be nice in time. It was never nice in time to begin with. And yet the Torah said that it's also. So the fact that that now the Kfela tells me that it's not nice and tam, that's not an oif and a bittel. Because the reason why the gid is not nice and tam in the beans is not because there's so many beans connected that they're mevatel its tam. It's because it never had a tam to begin with. So that's not called a bittel. The gid is not nice and tam, but that's not a bittel through lack of nesinas tam. If you don't have the bittel through lack of nesinas tam, then you have to go the other avenue of bittel of oitzemutik. Oitzemutik is only shishim. So therefore, that's why it's not the Rashba. It's not because the reason of the Rashba. The Rashba has his own mahalach how he got there, but the Shulchan Aruch is under the influence of the Rambam. The bittel of min b'she'ene minoy, the bittel of lack of tam. The Kfeilah tells me that it's not nice and tam. That's a kind of bittel. It requires that it's something that could be nice and tam, and the tam was drowned by the other tam. So that's a bittel, but by a gid that has no tam to begin with. So it's not that the porks were about the pork. It's not that the beans were about the tam of the gid. The gid had never had a tam. It never had a tam. Kamel had got a tam. So there, I can't say that it's bottled through lack of tam. Just like if I ate the gid plain, it has no tam. That's not a bittel. It's just tasteless. So in a thing that's tasteless and a Torah asked it nonetheless, so then you can't go with the root of bittel of kvela, of lack of nesinas tam. The only bittel that's available to me is the bittel that I use when I have things that are lekel make them a timer, namely the bittel of shishim. So mele by gid shenimayach, I have to have shishim. Very good. Okay.
In the Shulchan Aruch, it can only be within that. It's not like they came exactly the Rambam. It can only be within. Yeah.